Oof. All right. Vice President J.D. Vance is having a tough time answering questions in the Oval Office about his past skepticism of foreign intervention. He has very vocally been against regime change wars or forever wars in the Middle East. The problem is, he is standing directly next to the person who started a new regime change war in the Middle East. Now, if you've ever heard of mission creep, it's when you start a war with an initial objective or a goal, and then that objective gets moved a little bit. The goalposts get moved even more. The time gets extended and more money gets spent. That is exactly what we're seeing here, and it mirrors exactly what we saw in both Afghanistan and Iraq in the mid-2000s. Afghanistan spent trillions of dollars and 20 years of United States resources. Now, J.D. Vance has been outspoken against that, which honestly, good. We shouldn't repeat those same mistakes, but now we are. And now he is standing next to the person who is actively getting us into another war with no legitimate end goal. And he has to dance. He has to walk a tightrope. He can't directly say that he's against Donald Trump. I want you to notice in this clip right here, J.D. Vance never actually says yes when he's asked, "Are you on board with this war?" He can never give an unequivocal yes. He beats around the bush, and then he begins to attack the reporter asking the question. We're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. That's because of you all. I am eternally grateful. And let's jump right in with this first clip.
Second, given past skepticism of foreign adventurism, are you completely on board with the current war in Iran?
So I like fraud czar. It's certainly what we're going to do. And look, we have to do it. As the president said, this is a problem that has festered in this country for far too long, and far too few people have actually wanted to do anything about it. That's what makes this administration different, is that we actually tackle the problems the American people have been confronting. So I'm very happy about it. And look, I think that I know what you're trying to do, Phil. You're trying to drive a wedge between members of the administration, between me and the president. What the president said consistently, going back to 2015, and I agreed with him, is that Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. We have taken this military action under the president's leadership. I think all of us, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, should pray for success and pray for the safety of our troops. That's the approach that I've taken. Make it as successful as possible.
So there's no hesitation, given your past statements, with the current operation?
What do you mean there's no hesitation with my past statements?
Given your skepticism of foreign adventurism, you were a critic of the global war on terror previously.
Well, I think one big difference, Phil, is that we have a smart president, whereas in the past we've had dumb presidents. And I trust President Trump to get the job done, to do a good job for the American people, and to make sure that the mistakes of the past aren't repeated. Absolutely.
Okay, pause. First of all, I completely reject the framing that Donald Trump is the smart president and Barack Obama is somehow the dumb president. But even beyond that, let's look at J.D. Vance's own words. Because thanks to friend of the show, Asen, we actually have a clip of J.D. Vance in June of 2025, so 8 or 9 months ago, saying, "The difference is that we used to have dumb presidents. Now we have a president who knows how to accomplish America's national security objectives, and this won't be some long, drawn-out thing." 9 months later, J.D. Vance is using the same line, but he had to tweak it a little bit because now this is a long, drawn-out operation due to Operation Midnight Hammer, the June 2025 operation, being a fail. It failed. It was a failure. Objectively, it had to have been because now we are launching the same war 9 months later. Listen to J.D. Vance's words. This first clip is from June 2025.
And the second thing is, Kristen, I certainly empathize with Americans who are exhausted after 25 years of foreign entanglements in the Middle East. I understand the concern, but the difference is that back then we had dumb presidents, and now we have a president who actually knows how to accomplish America's national security objectives. So this is not going to be some long, drawn-out thing. We've got in. We've done the job of setting their nuclear program back. We're going to now work to permanently dismantle that nuclear program over the coming years, and that is what the president has set out to do.
As possible.
So there's no hesitation, given your past statements, with the current operation?
What do you mean there's no hesitation with my past statements?
Given your skepticism of foreign adventurism, you were a critic of the global war on terror previously.
Well, I think one big difference, Phil, is that we have a smart president, whereas in the past we've had dumb presidents. And I trust President Trump to get the job done, to do a good job for the American people, and to make sure that the mistakes of the past aren't repeated. Absolutely.
Okay, a few things. He slightly reworded that statement to leave out the idea that this is not a long, drawn-out thing, because he knows this is a long, drawn-out thing. Let me just zoom in on their facial expressions. First of all, I don't think J.D. Vance is buying the bullshit that he's spreading. Second of all, Donald Trump looks so incredibly disinterested. You know, seeing these two next to each other makes me, it's going to make me say something controversial. J.D. Vance is so politically untalented that it almost makes me realize that Trump does have a spark, at least. I mean, he's old and he's decrepit and he's losing it. But there was a time when Trump could at least dominate a stage and have presence with his absolute dumb BS conspiracies, right? J.D. Vance doesn't have any of that. This guy has no spark. So when he's saying the conspiracy slop and attacking the media, it's just dry as a piece of toast. I also want to say, no matter how hard J.D. Vance tries to, I don't know, slither out of the limelight, not do any appearances with Trump after this war, kind of retreat a little bit on social media, no matter how many times he tries to do this, he will always be connected to Donald Trump's worst policies. The murdering of Renee Nicole Good and Alex Spready, the execution rather. J.D. Vance will always be tied to this. Palantir, these wars, J.D. Vance will be tied to this in 2028. To continue on with this next clip, Peter Ducey then continues to ask Donald Trump about this war. He says, can we wrap up the war this week? Trump says, sure. Ducey says, will we? Trump says, I don't think so.
For noticing.
Congratulations.
Can I ask you another question about the war? If Iran, as you said, totally obliterated, got the missiles, got the first two rounds of leadership, Air Force gone, Navy gone, can we wrap this war up this week?
Yeah, sure. Good.
Will we?
I don't think so, but it'll be soon.
Bro, what are we doing here? What is happening here? He says, yeah, sure, we could wrap it up this week. And then Peter Ducey says, will we? And he says, I don't think so. Also, the fundamental flaw in the Trump logic right now is him saying that the Navy has been taken care of, the military has been taken care of, but somehow the Strait of Hormuz is still closed down because Iran's military is a threat to ships passing through. Both cannot be true at the same time. It's like Schrodinger's Strait of Hormuz. I don't get it.
Air Force gone, Navy gone. Can we wrap this war up this week?
Yeah, sure. Good.
Will we?
I don't think so, but it'll be soon. Won't be long. And we're going to have a much safer world when it's wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, I definitely believe that. I definitely believe lifting oil sanctions on Russia, allowing them to have more funds, allowing them to strike Ukraine further, allowing them to give more intelligence to Iran so Iran can target U.S. service members while oil prices spike, while the stock market crashes. Yeah, we're definitely making the world a safer place overall. Trump is then asked about speaking to a former president about the Iran strikes. He's mentioned multiple times that he's been speaking to a former president, and he gives it away in this clip. He tries to hide it, but let me know if you guys also think that it's Bill Clinton after watching this clip.
After they were finished that, they were coming over here. They never got a chance to do it.
I just want to ask you about something very interesting that you said twice today, that you talked to another former president about the Iran strikes.
I did.
Was it George W. Bush?
No.
Was it Bill Clinton?
I don't want to say. I don't want to say. Because
Barack Obama.
A member of a party, they have Trump derangement syndrome, but it's somebody that happens to like me, and I like that person who's a smart person. But that person said, I wish I did it. Okay, but I don't want to get into who.
Okay.
I don't want to get him into trouble. Maybe,
I have a guess.
You know what? Yeah, I think you probably know. You know, it's interesting. And maybe he'd be proud. And I could even ask him that. Would you like me to reveal your name to Peter at Fox? At least you have high ratings. Your ratings are through the roof, Peter.
Oh, okay, what's happening here? I don't even know what this has turned into, but I think it was Bill Clinton. I think he gives a tell away. He's then asked about the Ayatollah being gay. I don't know why this is a topic during this war, but
I guess Vice President Pence plans to go after possible fraud in California and New York. We know, of course, about Minnesota. And President Trump first could ask you, you said earlier today that the new Supreme Leader, Talbot Khamenei, you don't know if he's dead or alive. There are a couple of interesting reports about him today. There's one report that he just narrowly escaped death in the first air strikes by stepping out into his garden. There's another report that he may actually be gay despite leading a theocracy that hangs gay people. How do you determine what's true, and do you have an assessment of this?
Well, so far, nobody knows. If you look at his father, he used to give talks a lot, you know, talking about death to America. He'd say death to America all the time. When they say death to America, you should believe them, because that's what they would have. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would have used it. But they never had the chance. I never gave them the chance to use it.
I guess,
I mean, it's wild. We do have intelligence showing that the elder Khamenei, who died just 2 weeks ago, was wary of his son ever taking power because his son was perceived as not very bright and not as qualified to be a leader. But Trump took from that briefing, oh, he might be gay. The son might be gay. Trump then begins to attack Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom admitted that he has learning disabilities, dyslexia, everything about him is dumb. But then he looked at the audience and said, but I'm smarter than you or something like that. That was pretty silly. So now on top of everything else, I call him a racist because it happened to be a black audience. I will tell.
Okay, that was a lie. The audience was not black. And that is not what Newsom said. Newsom was making a joke. If you watch the clip, as we've covered on this channel, there was nothing racist about it. But either way, Trump is the one who wants to talk about like a narcissistic sociopath who can't read, who's dumb, and who's racist. Sounds like he's straight up projecting there, but I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Love you all, and peace out.